Hello, everyone, and thank you so much for joining me here and co-creating our third call in All Past, Present and Future Now Moments. All our group clearings and one-on-one clearings are multidimensional, which means that anytime you listen to this call, you will deepen your wisdom and freedom. All clearings are guided by Divine Source Light, your higher self, and our group higher self. Our group higher self is actually group container that is created with our higher self. Okay, and everything is guided with the source within the consciousness of source, sovereignty, and freedom. After last call, there were some strange things happening in lives of some of us, from injuries, our loved ones getting sick, things getting broken, and other complications. So this call, we will start with clearings on negative interferences when we do healing on us and not being able to accept healing energies. And after that, we will continue with clearing the abuser role that we played subconsciously or consciously with ourselves, with our loved ones, or with other people. Since we are all trapped in victim consciousness, the drama game we play with ourselves and with others, we inevitably play abuser role as well. However, it is difficult for many people to accept that he or she played or is playing an abuser, so there are a lot of resistance even to see it. In our society, it is much easier to, and it is much acceptable to see us as victims or saviors, superhero, than abusers. However, if we do not heal abuser role inside of us, we continue to be stuck in victim consciousness. So it is important to emphasize that our true nature is light. We are light beings, and many of us got trapped, manipulated, forced to play abuser role, and in general, drama game. Also, many of us agreed to explore dark aspects of our consciousness from different reasons. So it is important to be aware that many abusers are actually disconnected, wounded, fallen, lost souls that are not connected with the source light within their hearts. And when a person experiences tremendous pain and suffering and she or he is cut off his or her light, he or she turns into an abuser. I explained how I actually became aware of abuser role in me. I wrote it in this ebook, Magical Relationship Secrets, and I will just explain you briefly. With my disabled now, she will almost be 6 years old daughter, she was crying and crying and crying, and I felt extremely powerless and helpless because whatever I did, nothing worked. And when you try so hard, when you give all of you, you neglect your needs. And in some moment, after I don't know how many months, it was 5, 6, 7 months or 9 months of constant tremendous pain, you know, it was at the scale of 1 to 10, it was 100. I don't know how I survived that period. I caught myself shaking her. Oh, just stop. You know, just stop. I couldn't listen to her. It wasn't me. It wasn't me. It was someone else. So I just left her in her bed and ran out of the room because I notice that I'm able literally to, you know, hurt her. So I cannot judge people who murder their children. or a father who are drinking all day long. Actually, my husband also experienced the phase when he drank a lot, and he turned into, it wasn't him, he turned into a demon. You know, the alcohol also invokes demon, turned you into demon. So I know that. I had really experienced with this dark stuff, and it was in 2014-15. And today, my life is really easy. You know, I really feel free. I can breathe. The light is easy. The relationships are harmonious. And the only way was to dig deeply inside of me and to heal myself, to heal my own reality. First, I was focusing on her, on, you know, to find a solution for her, different medication and treatments, energetic healings, homeopathy, everything. However, she triggered in me that, Carl Ged, I hate my life. I don't want to be here. Oh, really dark stuff in me. So I switched in my consciousness. I just realized that I have to take care of myself, because if I don't, ever, you know, it won't be good. So I know how it is to be abuser. I know how it is kill, how it feels to be so helpless, so powerless, to become so angry and to abuse, manipulate other people around you. Yeah, I was also really, really great in manipulation, particularly men. So I gave myself compassion. I'm so sorry, I manipulated you. Okay, let's connect with the light. Take a deep breath. Close your eyes and connect to the light. All our personal and group higher selves are connecting now, expanding, connecting to the unity consciousness, to crystal star, unity intelligence, the mind and the heart of all that is. The light is surrounding us, is pouring through our brains, face, whole body. Okay, connecting with the heart of our organic Mother Earth, bouncing back to us, surrounding us. We are now in the knowing that we are co-creator gifted with our own special divine blueprint that contains all virtues and attributes of the prime creator, God, source, all that is. We know that we are light, we were light, and we will always be the light. Now, let the light, universal law, improves the energetic structures living inside our group consciousness and your own physical form. It's improving other types of structures and helping you to release all negative ego fear programs, hyperdimensional pockets, trick windows, astral delusions, consciousness traps that may look like doorways to the higher light, but they're not. So let the light release all false white light traps or false ascension spaces. Let the light support us to live in harmony with divine will. Now, let's ignite and strengthen our heart connection with the 12D shield and the spirit of Christ. We are surrounded with platinum light. Our pillar of light is active and strengthened in the divine law of sovereignty and freedom. You individually and we collectively are now aligned to your individual and to our collective, authentic soul purposes and divine will. We are in protective bubble of platinum light, and our collective 12D shield that shields all our individual shields. It is programmed with God, sovereign free program, and anything that does not support our godlike sovereignty and freedom is immediately detected, cleared, repelled, transmuted from our shields. Okay, let's set the intention for today's call. I read your intention, and it's actually similar. We are all through going through similar stuff. So imagine that you're holding a ball. We are all connected in the circle, and in the middle of circle is a huge magic ball. Okay, you have your own individual and we have our own collective, and you can put your personal intentions now when I'm telling our collective intention. Okay, something specific for you. So our intention is to be in service to the light and law of one, to be in service to the highest evolution for each of us here present, individually and collectively. Our intention is to clear abuser or persecutor role in victim drama consciousness from our individual and collective body by clearing attachments to consciousness traps, to dark grid network, to free our minds from bondage to imposer spirit forces, as well as to free our thoughts, body, and mind from violence, hatred, trauma, abuse, and misery, which sets us upon into addiction. Our intention is to release from individual and collective body all cellular memories, genetic imprints of shock, misery, not being good enough, not deserving, guilt, shame, blame, rage, fury, helplessness, disconnection implants, conflict, Christ wounds imprints, crucifixion implants, negative interferences, attachments to consciousness traps, obsessive negative thinking, illness, depression, physical pain and fatigue, and life filled with fear and all energy patterns from Moloch, dark grid network sources, and any connection that we hold in our bodies and in our collective body with dark grid network. Our intention is to transform alchemically the lower vibrations of emotions and of thought forms into higher vibrating patterns. Our intention is to receive and integrate today's healing with ease and joy. Okay, take a deep breath. Now, please focus on your heart center and solar plexus, and repeat after me aloud if it is possible. Now you will give yourself compassion by repeating my words in third, no, third, you, in you form. I'm so sorry, you are. It's not gender, it's something. Third face. Mm-hmm. Okay. Take a deep breath and say, I'm so sorry you forget that you are a healer of your own life. I'm so sorry your darkness interferes with your receiving capacity. I'm so sorry your darkness prevents you to see that you are a healer of your own life. I'm so sorry their darkness interfere with your receiving capacity. I'm so sorry their darkness blocks you to see that you are a healer of your own life. I'm so sorry. Manipulative messages from others block your ability to receive healing. I'm so sorry. Manipulative messages from others block you to see that you are a healer of your own life. I'm so sorry, manipulative energy blocks you to embody your sovereignty and freedom. I'm so sorry, manipulative energy blocks you to embody divine healer in you. I'm so sorry, your body cannot receive healing for abuser patterns your body holds. I'm so sorry, manipulative energy blocks you to receive healing for abuser patterns you hold. I'm so sorry, manipulative energies made you to believe that you are abuser. I'm so sorry, There is a stubborn issue in you that makes you avoid healing. I'm so sorry. The manipulative energies makes you to believe that you do not want to heal. I'm so sorry. Manipulative energies keeps you stuck in abuser role. I'm so sorry. Hidden blocks prevents you to heal abuser role. I'm so sorry. Hidden blocks make you believe holding an abuser role is helping you. I'm so sorry. They make you believe you have to fight. I'm so sorry. They make you believe you have to be violent to survive. I'm so sorry. You are not receiving healing at the level you can receive. I'm so sorry. Abuser in you prevents you to receive at the level you can receive. I'm so sorry. Abuser is in you is abusing your soul. I'm so sorry. Manipulative energies bonded you with abuser role. I'm so sorry. Manipulative energies may you believe abuser is stronger than your light. I'm so sorry. You are scared to see that you played an abuser role in your life. I'm so sorry. There are subconscious issues that stops you to heal abuser role in you. I'm so sorry. Subconscious issue made you believe that you would rather die than see that you played abuser role. I'm so sorry. You are ashamed to see that you played an abuser role. I'm so sorry. Manipulative energies implanted shame to prevent you to clear abuser patterns. I'm so sorry. You are abusing yourself constantly. I'm so sorry. You forget how you became an abuser. I'm so sorry. You forget how an abuser role was implanted in your consciousness. I'm so sorry you forget that you were tortured and weak. I'm so sorry by making you weak, manipulative energies implanted an abuser patterns in you. I'm so sorry. While being a weak, abuser energies intruded your body. I'm so sorry. Because of the pain you experienced, your soul abandoned your body. I'm so sorry they hijacked your body. I'm so sorry they split your body. I'm so sorry they split and imprisoned your soul. I'm so sorry. You were disconnected from your light. I'm so sorry. Manipulative energies turned you into their slave. I'm so sorry they tricked you to serve dark forces. I'm so sorry they implanted drama, victim, victimizer program in your body. I'm so sorry they implanted the implant of forgetfulness. I'm so sorry you forget who you really are. I'm so sorry you forget that your true nature is light. I'm so sorry they manipulated you to believe that your true nature is darkness. I'm so sorry you forget how to reconnect with the light in your heart. I'm so sorry you forget that you are a powerful healer. I'm so sorry you don't choose to release any manipulative programs that are not true for you. I'm so sorry you don't choose to release any manipulative programs that blocks your divine healer to be embodied in your body now. I'm so sorry you don't choose to release any manipulative programs from any healer you were involved with who has no authority to tell you what you can heal and what you can't. Okay, we will repeat this once again. I'm so sorry you don't choose to release any manipulative program from any healer you were involved with and any person you were involved with who has no authority to tell you what you can heal and what you can't heal. I'm so sorry you forget that you can release anything that is lowering your energy. I'm so sorry you do not choose to claim your own authority over your healing experience. I'm so sorry you don't feel safe receiving and transforming at quantum level. I'm so sorry you don't feel safe to clear abuser patterns from your field now. I'm so sorry you believe that it is impossible to release all abuser patterns now. I'm so sorry you don't believe it is possible to live in the space of miracles. I'm so sorry you don't believe it is possible to live free of abuser role. I'm so sorry you don't believe it is possible to stop abusing yourself. Okay, light. Okay. I'm so sorry you don't choose to align and stay aligned with the field of miracles now. I'm so sorry you don't release all reference points of what is possible to heal and how fast now. I'm so sorry you don't release all loyalties to reference points from all levels of your beings. What is possible to heal and how fast now? This will, one will repeat one more time. I'm so sorry you don't release all reference points and loyalties to all reference points from all levels of your being. What is possible to heal and how fast is possible to heal it now? I'm so sorry you do not acknowledge that you are a visionary healer. I'm so sorry you don't acknowledge that space of miracles are your true home. I'm so sorry you resist of seeing yourself being a visionary healer. I'm so sorry you don't choose to release all hidden loyalties to anyone in your family that creates resistance to moving forward and embodying field of miracles now. I'm so sorry you don't choose to release all hidden loyalties to anyone in your family that creates resistance to moving forward and embodying field of miracles now. I'm so sorry you doubt this can work for you. I'm so sorry you doubt that you deserve to be freed from abuser role now. I'm so sorry you doubt you can be completely free from all darkness now. I'm so sorry you don't choose to be able to heal with total ease and joy now. I'm so sorry you don't choose to be willing to heal all abuser patterns now. I'm so sorry, healing feels threatening. I'm so sorry, you don't choose to release all implants that make you feel healing feels threatening. I'm so sorry you cannot handle healing with ease and grace and joy. I'm so sorry you are afraid to accept healing with ease and grace and joy. I'm so sorry you don't choose to harmonize this healing with your whole life now. I'm so sorry your healing brought harm to your loved ones. I'm so sorry you are afraid that this healing will bring harm to your loved ones. I'm so sorry healing of darkness created issues in your relationships. I'm so sorry you're afraid to accept healing of abuser role because you are afraid it will create issues in your relationships. I'm so sorry so many times dealing and healing dark energies created issues in your life. I'm so sorry you're scared that this healing will create more pain. I'm so sorry you don't choose to clear that implant of fear of healing now. I'm so sorry you don't choose to accept healing in harmony with anyone around you. I'm so sorry you forget that your heart's light is more powerful than any darkness. I'm so sorry you forget that you can choose and order that this healing is in harmony with anyone around you. I'm so sorry you're scared that clearing abuser role will invite more issues. I'm so sorry you cannot believe that your heart's light is more powerful than your darkness. I'm so sorry there are blocks that prevents you to see that your heart light is more powerful than any darkness. I'm so sorry you don't choose to accept this healing now. I'm so sorry you don't believe that this healing is in harmony with anyone around you and will not invite more issues. Okay? Okay, cool. Now we will go to accelerated transferring to spiritual acceleration. Okay, so now we are going to highest level. We are inviting and bringing all personalities, bringing together, and let to be aligned with healing. All your past personalities, sub personalities, and your loved ones' personality, sub personality. Let it be okay, to being aligned with healing, with this healing you're receiving now, wow, those agreements that you will never ever accept healing, you will never ever connect with divine healer in you, okay, let's clear those contracts, okay, clear, light, clear, clear, okay, cool, clear, okay, now bringing together and bringing in alignment. And show me all fields of distortions, okay, lightly, that are affecting you to accept this healing, light, okay, clear, okay, cool. So now let's clear negative interferences or karmic manipulation. Okay, everywhere where some other person or entity, consciously or unconsciously, send you miasm or karma to you that is not personally yours and not of your ancestral, okay, negative manipulation. Okay, let's bring that up. Okay, clear, you don't have permission to do that and no one is permitted to interfere in your field and everywhere where you did that, from your lineage, yeah, and you carry that from your lineage, when you unconsciously or consciously send miasm to some other, clear, and soothing, okay. Again, and everywhere where you use manipulation to achieve results for selfish motives, that was negative ego agenda, playing through you and the abuser role playing through your body and consciousness and clear that light, clear, bringing souls that were involved in that, releasing, and all those manipulative energies from your field. Now it's released and released when you did that as well. Okay, everywhere where you did not interact from the true spiritual law. Clear that. Okay, now all manipulated karma is null and void for all souls and your lineage. Yeah, okay, all of that. Clear, light, and okay, null, void. Okay. This will help stop this sort of interaction from intruding upon your energy field again. Okay, now it's all cleared. Okay, everywhere where you were exposed to others' negative ego and other attacks. Okay, and when you exposed your negative ego to others. Now clear, attacked others, light, clear. Everywhere where you were in interaction with these negative forces, light, because we can vouch those agreements that you will know it's over. So, everywhere where you, lifetime, space, events, realities, when you rose, you were rising to greater leadership, position, and responsibility, and you were attacked. Okay, you were attacked, and everywhere were others who were rise to greater leadership position were attacked through you. Like you served, your body served as a portal for this negative stuff. Now, let's clear that. Valtzos agrees. No, you don't have permission to do that. And all those energies, just let go. Okay, clear. And everywhere where you reacted to attacks and lowered your vibration by sinking to that level. Show me all lifetime space dimension realities where you reacted to attacks. Okay, you reacted and other reacted to your. Okay, light. Clearing, wow, it's agreements that you will do that to each other. It's all paradigm. It's all paradigm is gold. Now it's cleared and yeah, clear. Okay. Everywhere where you could not remain neutral, detached, forgiving and loving, striving to maintain divine indifference. Okay, let's show me that. You were reacting, so you could not remain neutral. Light. Okay, from this lifetime, in interaction with your children, grandchildren, co-workers, okay, partners, parents, light. Okay, now let's restore this neutral, detached, forgiving, and loving relationships. Okay. Cool. Now we are requesting a ban of non-interferences to be placed as protection for yourself, your operation, your books, your project. Okay, light. Okay, now, okay. And everything, what prevents that? Okay, belief systems. Now, clear, light, clear. Okay, cool. Okay, show me all imposed influences that are still somewhere, okay, upon you, light. Okay, clear. Show me all entities that are imposing you, influencing you. No, it's over. You have to let go. Okay, all entities that are bringing you back in those abuser roles, like you don't have permission to be there. Now go. Okay, light, go. Okay, neutralizing. Okay, neutralizing conflicts and creating harmony and balance in those relationships. Let's create light, neutralizing conflicts, all conflicts from all lifetimes, dimensions, realities. Show me all conflict now. It's cleared. Okay, it's neutralized. Everywhere where you lost connection to your higher self now. Okay. And when you incarnated into the same conditions of helplessness and total amnesia. Okay, forgetting your true identity, origins, and sport purpose. Show me those lifetimes, waking, yes, wake up all your parts, all times when you were incarnate. Now, clear, okay, wow, just agreements that you will never find back home, that you will always keep incarnating into same condition of helplessness and total amnesia concerning your identity, origin, and purpose. Cleared now, okay, show me the trace of light now. Yeah, you can integrate and come home. Okay. And restoring memories, accessing soul records, okay, library of light and other code and information is now downloaded, okay, as the consciousness is prepared to handle that information. Okay, now you are remembering. Okay. The connection to your higher self is strengthening. Okay. Permitting you to be guided by your inner knowing. Okay. Hey, show me all, all aspects of your soul that are found like trapped in this cycle of lower world of form. Okay, everywhere where you identified yourself with matter. Created, yeah, and everywhere where this identification with matter created spiritual blindness. Okay, light, and then you were became seduced with these abusers, yeah, abuser role. You were intoxicated, yeah, with materialistic illusion brought you to strengthen that abuser role, okay, this misogyny that, yeah, okay, clear. Okay, and everywhere where you were caught in service to self agenda, show me, wow, those agreements that you will never find yourself free and figure out what's happening and be stuck. Now clear and release all memories of trauma which has been used against you with or without your knowledge, okay? Intent or consent. Clear now, okay, from your DNA. Let's clear that. Okay, clear, light, clear. Okay, now restoring soul, body parts, and aspect to your divine blueprint and to our collective divine blueprint. Okay, now let's address the attachments to our ego personality that make us stuck in abuser's role. Let's bring that to surface from all lifetime specimens, realities from your lineage. So bring it up, attachments to our ego personality that keep us stuck in abuser role. And that, okay, screw our perception and connect us to consciousness track. Cleared, light cleared. Go show me all spaces that are used as soul traps and all your soul parts that are stuck there now. clearing, enlightening, and all souls are soothing. Yeah, okay. White light, and rose light is connecting to home. It's coming home. Okay. Okay, and show me other consciousness traps which are used to keep us stuck like a hamster on a wheel, going in circles and not moving anywhere. Light. Okay, show me. Yes. Bring it up all up. Yeah, bring it up all. clear. Wow, disagreements. And who is that? Okay, light versus black magic. Clear, okay. Everywhere where you had a low impulse control and you were in interaction with other people who had low impulse control, clear all those energies from those people now, clear from your field, and you're coming back to you, okay? So show me times, lifetimes when you were so weak. You were weak, and that dark stuff was without your permission, okay, implanted that abuser role in you, okay, and caused the biggest energetic drain. And what is causing the biggest energetic drain? Okay, yeah, like. clear. Okay, now take a deep breath. So show me all intentionally reverse, distort, manipulated and abused sexual energies. Okay, so okay, everywhere where you were, you experienced, you were abused, your sexual energies were abused, manipulated, distorted, reversed, and that stops you from creating unifying, loving relationship with your female and male energies, and to experience it as in outer realities. Show me that. And when you did that, because of those implants, clear. Okay, clear. Okay, who was involved in that? Like light, lightened up, and you don't have permission to interfere anymore, and you have to go. Okay, now let's clear the. Okay, take a deep breath. Oh, seducer archetype. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Show me from your lineage, yeah, that you carry in your DNA, seducer archetype. Okay. Mm-hmm. And from the mass consciousness. Okay, it's when your sexual energy is how do you say it? Yeah, it was like captured and used for an ego controlled by sexual addiction and hooked into the mass consciousness. Yeah, this sexual misery programs. Uh-huh, okay, everywhere you choose to play the game of seducer, mm-hmm, and you unconsciously consent to be energetically implanted to feed the dark networks, to feel the darkest light, and spread these implants. Light, show me that from all people. Yeah, just breathe and be in your body. With light. Okay, light from all lifetime, space, dimensions, realities. This seducer, her type, cleared now. And all connection and residues of that in your personal field and in our collective field, now it's gone. It's gone. Okay, this program is not allowed to run our field anymore. Clear. Okay. Okay. Okay, now like. Yeah, now let's bring up all hatred, guilt, and shame upon all matters related to human sexuality. Mm-hmm. All those abusive stuff. Okay, and show me everywhere where we were involved in promoting addiction-related sexual release, while being fully spiritually disconnected from one's sexual partners. Okay. Yeah. Okay. Wow. Those agreements that you will do that. Clear. And all energies, just give them back to those souls. Your energy to them, their energy, your energy to you, pardon, your energy to you, their energy to them from your field. Addiction now clear. Okay. Let's clear. Let's clear this seducer archetype and charismatic personalities. It's like heavy pressure sales techniques that are using the same force of dark manipulation, which serve the dark spirits. Okay, everywhere we were involved in that, our parents, our lineage, our loved ones. Okay. Okay, light. Clear. And light. Clear. Okay. Okay, just do two more stuff. Take a deep breath now. Show me all false female consciousness programs designed to inflict pain and suffering upon the earth and upon our bodies. It's like a princess codes. Okay, show me all princess codes. Yeah, relationship entered into with the basis of pathology that we played, such as astral delusion, addiction, or fantasy. Okay, princess holds hero, savior, knight, tyrant, knight, ice queen. Okay, like. clear that program, cleared, yeah, okay. And show me the pain, the emotional pain that created that program, that created that destructive archetype, abuser archetype, that playing mind games and delude our perception between our intimate relations. Let's clear that, light. Okay. Now, let's bring all inner violence and abuse patterns that we did toward ourselves. And implants, agreements, all that is connected with inner violence towards self or towards others. Okay, clear. Okay, and the last one is syndrome when we abused others and others abused us. Munchausen syndrome, when we repeatedly and deliberately acted as if we are physically or mentally ill when we were not really sick, when we play that we are sick so that other person, people will just play around us. Okay, wow, like, clear. And all those people's energies, let's bring out of our field. Take a deep breath. Okay. Okay, now we are allowing our higher self and the light of our guardians to clear anything that is remained in our bodies regarding an abuser role. Okay. Connecting with divine heart, divine love, fully connected with our higher self. And now we are allowing the crystal star to come into our body, light, soothing our body, bringing the peace, connecting with Father, organic Father and organic Mother. They are meeting in our heart, harmonizing our field, harmonizing our group field. Programming ourself. You are sovereign, you are free. You have God spark, and the God spark is enlightening every cell, bringing to balance our me, female and male energies, connecting in divine union. We are sealing this session. Thank you all.